Welcome back to Insomnia Radio Canada. My name is Chris, and you are listening to show 108. That is right, 108. Now I'm just having to go back in and find all my show notes for today for that band that I just played and all the other things that I talked about in the first few minutes of the show. As I was doing my editing, I went back and noticed that the first audio section that I had recorded was all grayed out. There was no sound there. Something was very, definitely, very clearly wrong. Thankfully, I was able to backtrack enough that I could get to the point that I could add in a new audio talkie-talkie bit there and fix that first, more than 5 minutes of dead air it would have been. So, let's see. That first band there we played for you is Fox, but it's spelled F-A-V-V-K-E-X. She's originally from Montreal, but currently based out of Toronto so that she could continue, inspire, do all that musical, wonderful, awesome stuff that she wanted to do. So she writes to me, I found inspiration for my debut single, Black Dove, in my journey through life. Getting through all the hardships and using them as fuel for my success and growth as a person. It's about taking all that pain and turning it into love, because what else are we going to do to survive? Like a bird breaking free from a cage, the name Fox was inspired by the phoenix rising from its ashes. There's an ancient myth about two high priestesses in ancient Egypt who were taken captive. They turned into black doves in order to escape and found a powerful sisterhood of oracles. They would shapeshift into birds and had great connection to the earth and their senses, and through these senses they could access levels of illumination and sensitivity that are unheard of in this world. So, she also writes a little bit about why she likes this song. She says, I love the lyric, don't look. They say I'm a witch, don't care, got the wind blowing in my hair. Some people turn a blind eye to the things that make them uncomfortable in life, but there is so much more power inside of us that we have yet to harness. By reclaiming my independence from other people's opinions of me, I realized adversity can actually be my biggest strength. There's beauty in the bliss of living my truth. And of course, you know, you can catch her over on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, her own personal website. Music's over on SoundCloud, and I'm not sure, but maybe Spotify. If it's on Spotify, it'll join our playlist over there. Because that's what we do. We make a playlist of all the fantastic tracks after we play them and throw them into one big long playlist over on Spotify. There are over 100 tracks over there right now, and I keep adding more. And occasionally, sadly, some of those tracks get grayed out, which I believe means the musicians have taken them down, which is a shame because I'm now missing some of my favorite tracks on one of my favorite playlists, right? Yeah, sad. Anyways, I love getting feedback. You can absolutely send me feedback, chris@insomniaradio.net. Best spot to reach us and send us things. Love hearing what you loved about the show, what you'd love to see included, how you think I could improve the show. You know, anything like that. It's always great. And sometimes if I get it and it's good feedback, I will read it out on the show. Please let me know if you don't want your name included or you'd prefer it not be read out on the show because, you know, I like to respect your privacy. And if that's what you want, that's what we're going to do because, you know, that's the type of person I am. You can also find us over on Twitter, IR_Canada. Don't use the Twitter often enough, but I do try to use it as much as I can, you know, when the show's released. We've also got Telegram. If you guys don't know about Telegram, you should really hop on over there. It is similar to WhatsApp or the old MSN Messenger type thing. Our group is invite only. We found we were getting too many bots and spam, so we've made it invite only. But if you go to the show notes, you can find those invite links and codes right there to come join us. The one group is just announcements we tweet when the show's up or if something big's coming up. The other one is supposed to be a group chat where you can talk about the show, musicians. You just want to talk about life and what's happening today and where you need to reach out to somebody because you're having a bad day. That's all acceptable over there in that chat. Come join us. Come join us and be involved in the chat. What else? Oh, our Patreon page. Forgot to talk about this last show. Patreon is my way of trying to get some extra income into my house. As many of you may or may not know, I have been unemployed since January 3rd, 2020. That's right. January 3rd, 2020 was my last day at my last temp position. I've been running temp jobs for the last 2 years, struggling to find something stable after I left my secure job with Long & McQuaid, which was a fantastic job. I loved working with the teachers and all the students. That was amazing. Some of the most rewarding work I've ever done, being there when musical students had that aha moment or learned a new chord or learned something and just had to come out after their lesson and share it, not just with their parents, but with me. Very touching and rewarding. And I miss that part of that job so much. You have no idea. But unfortunately, have not been able to find anything stable after leaving that for an at-home job that did not last. Wanted to be at home more with my family instead of working every evening. As much as I loved the rewards from working with those students and those teachers, I was missing out on everything that my family was doing, which was hard. Very, very hard. So those of you who work evening jobs and you're away from your families, shout out to you for doing what you do to make sure you have a roof over your head, family, food on the table and all that stuff. I could not continue to do it. Almost 4 years I did that. And I'm missing too much stuff. So I am lurking for a job, and in the meantime, I am trying to see if I can make podcasting my full-time job, because as many of you may or may not know, it takes a lot of work to put out a good quality show when you're a one-person job. So I do everything here. I research the bands. I go through all the emails. I weed out the non-Canadian stuff from the Canadian stuff. I do all the email replies. It's me directly contacting the promoters, the musicians, the band managers, all that stuff. I then put all the music into a recording format in my home, little tiny home studio. And I then edit in me talking and do all the editing and the sound leveling and all that stuff that goes into mastering it and making sure you guys don't have to constantly change the volume on your earbuds when you're listening to me. And then I mix and get that all ready up and send it up to our server. And then I pop it over onto Patreon for some of the supporters. Snowbird level and higher get it for early release, usually 2 days before everybody else. And then I have to code the webpage. And even though I do use a template, I do all the coding for the webpage myself. So I have to re-edit all the band names, locations, song names, any notes that need to be added or changed, fix all the links, and then set that for posting usually on a Sunday. And that's a lot of work. Usually I can spend at least 2 or 3 full days working on things. Lately I've been trying to peck away at the email a couple a day just so that I don't have a big backlog that I've been working through all summer to try and get caught up on and keep in touch with bands and musicians and stuff and try to get, you know, the best show I can for you guys. So keeping that in mind, if you think you can support me even $1 a month over on Patreon, that would be amazing. $1 a month will get you a shout out on the show and on all the social medias we have. And then the higher up levels get more perks. You get shows early. If we get free merch or I get discount codes from a band for, say, they want to do a big promotion on a new album and they're offering you discount codes on digital releases, I will post that there for specific Patreons that may be at that high enough level. Higher levels also get the chance to ask questions during interviews. You might not be directly involved in the interview, but you will be sent an email saying you've got till X date to send me three questions for an interview. What three questions would you want to ask this band? Which also means you get a sneak peek at me doing interviews for bands, because you'll know who we're interviewing before there's actually something out there. Next higher level, you actually get to participate in one interview over the year. Because, you know, if we get 20 people there, I can't have 20 people in on one interview. We got to space it out and let everybody have a chance, right? That's only fair. And, you know, the perks will keep going up. Who knows? Things will get added as, you know, things get fleshed out and we get, you know, more income. If we get to the point that I can offer free merch to people at certain levels with the Insomnia Radio Canada logo on it, then you're going to get that stuff. Maybe at the $50 a month level, you might get a hand-knit toque for me every year. That'd be cool, wouldn't it? Yeah. So these are the things we're looking at doing and trying to make possible and make this a full-time, you know, be able to stay at home with my family kind of deal and spend as much quality time with them as I can. Thanks to COVID, it's been harder to find work and I'm actually getting that quality time. But as you know, not being able to go out and do stuff and go places with family, yeah, we're starting to spend a little bit of time isolated in our own individual rooms. And I'm sure many of you out there are doing that as well. But I hope you're all as well staying safe and not going out and risking the lives of yourselves and everybody around you. So remember to put your mask on and use your hand sanitizer, because it is helping. At least, you know, it was. Thanksgiving was 2 weeks ago and we're seeing spikes in numbers again. So that tells you something about large gatherings. So with that, and enough rambling from me, because I did not want to bore you to death today, I want you to enjoy some fantastic, all-Canadian, great, amazing music. So with that, we're going to get back to that music. Okay? Yes, back to the music. Maybe I see, talk to your face, waiting for the end of the world, waiting on one last kiss. Make me sing, make my heart stop.
Keeps beating if this love stops, baby, my heart keeps. Hey, this is T-Rex Marathon, and you're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
If I loved you any less, would you be calling me a fool, darling? Tell me what a mess I am and how I break your rules, but I'll stay today for now. If I loved you any less, would you help me where I stood, honey? Keep me from my friends who tell me that you are no good, and I'll stay.
More tracks, totally Canadian, that's for sure. So I'm going to be totally 100% apologetic because I'm probably going to screw up this young lady's name in several wonderful ways. So this first track came to us from Shauna McLaren of Shameless Promotions, and the person that she shared with me was Madison Ojane. And I hope I got that right. And if I didn't, I apologize again. And hopefully one of them will write to me and give me a phonetical pronunciation so that if I play her again on the show, I'll get it correct. So Shauna writes to me about Madison. Today, I'm thrilled to introduce you to Canadian songstress Madison, an Ontario-based First Nations artist presenting her new single, Sweet Talk. A scrumptious taster for her debut long, Save Our Hearts, recorded live to tape with engineers Howard Billerman of Arcade Fire and the Bar Brothers, and Shane Brossard of Brahms' The Dearest, at Montreal's famed Hotel 2 Tango Studio. Taken from her parents before the age of two as part of the infamous 60s scoop in which Canadian government forcibly rehoused tens of thousands of Native children, she grew up without knowing her real name, to say nothing of her heritage. Her life has been shaped by a hunger for truth and understanding, fueling and invigorating a bittersweet debut album of resilience and survival in the face of pain and heartbreak. So hopefully you guys enjoyed her track and you'll go check out more of her stuff. Of course, there will be links in the show notes, just like there's links to all my stuff too, right? Yeah, gotta have links to everything everywhere. Then the second track I played for you is from a band called Mirror, and the track was Soft Chains. And they write, "Soft Chains is about being stuck in a toxic relationship but not knowing that one day you'll find a way out. The lyrics are inspired in part by the Torch song As Long As He Needs Me from the musical Oliver. As a kid, I didn't understand how Nancy could sing something so beautiful about her horrible boyfriend. I spent a lot of time thinking about it, and it made me really angry and confused. As you get older, you come to realize that things are often so much more complicated than a song in a musical let on." So they do have a video for this as well, and you can check it out. And they, of course, have Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And you'll be able to check out more of their stuff over in the show notes, right? Like, you know, where they're from and all that fun stuff. Because today, I'm totally forgetting, but I think just about everybody today, most people today, lots of Toronto bands. I'm getting a lot of fantastic Toronto bands, which is amazing. And I don't know if you guys noticed, but in between the tracks, I've been playing what we call these little bumpers or radio features or voiceovers. And it's bands that I've played in the past that get a chance to have their name out there again. And I've been playing these instead of going out there and seeking paid advertising, which would, you know, make income for the show, which would be turn income for me to help, you know, make more shows and more in-depth shows and stuff. So I'm providing this little extra little, I guess, advertising bit for musicians and bands. But I will take them from listeners as well. So if you are a listener of the show and you really want to do a bumper for me, long as you include your name and something about listening to Insomnia Radio Canada and the audio quality is decent, I will play it on the show. I have a file that every time one of those comes in, I throw it into the file and I try to rotate through them so you guys get to hear different things. However, you know, Dave from the Budcast does some pretty awesome ones and his tend to end up getting played lots. And sadly, in my last computer crash, when our Big Mac computer died, I lost the really amazing one I had from Double Experience, where Ian did a nice little bluesy singing version. And I loved it, and I've lost that one. So I don't know if I can try and go and recover it back from an old show, which I may try to do, because it was one of my favorite bumpers. But anyways, enough of me babbling. I have three more bands to play for you still. So let's get back to some more fantastic, great, all Canadian music.
Sometimes I'm helpless. Sometimes that's all I can say. And still it feels like I'm a million miles away. Can you hear me? Sometimes I worry, most times that's all I can do, and still you know that I will wait around for you to feel better. She's been holding out for something.
times I'm honest, and most times that's all I can be. And you get so silly, like some drama on TV, and you know it.
Hey guys, this is Kane Miller, and you're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
Never ever let you go. I rolled a 20 when I met you. For
Wow, this is pretty awesome. This is probably one of the longest shows I have put on in a long time. So that there, we had a band called Jane's Party with Change Her Mind. And look, I was right, all Toronto bands this week. So Jane's Party says, being in a long-term relationship in your mid-20s, the thought of breaking up and starting over can sometimes be the backdrop to every argument. Our new single, Change Her Mind, is about working through a relationship over holding on to past ones or holding out for something better. You can stream this over on your favorite streaming service because, of course, that's what bands do these days. Put it over on there. Pretty sure I found it over on Spotify, so it'll join our playlist over there. So they say, we wanted to capture this feeling of naive youth, not just the lyrics, but in the musical and instrumental delivery as well. So the guitars were recorded on a cheap, slightly out of tune Squire guitar. Well, the crowd of backup vocals sounds like all your best buddies at your university house party. Change Your Mind was produced by Carl Nicholson and Mike O'Brien of Zeus, the band that serves as a big inspiration for us as our... yeah, it's one of those days. The band that serves as a big inspiration for coming up as musicians. There we go. Lots of little words that seem to be making me trip today. This song takes us back to watching That 70s Show, the memory of hanging out with your best friends and navigating the intricacies of young love, often becoming so cherished in hindsight. We hope you enjoy the nostalgia. And because, you know, relationships and fun and wanting to do something a little different, I threw a new Crackin' Nut Stirred tune in there. The track was I Rolled a 20 When I Met You, and as you guys all know, they are from Toronto as well. And I have access to pretty much his whole discography, so you're going to hear lots of his stuff, I'm going to guess, over time. And that one I just found is, you know, fun and lots of D&D references for those of you who are wonderful, nerdy, gamey persons like me and enjoyed that. So, last track time. Ah, I hate last track time because it means the show's almost over. It's bad, but it's good. And, oh, it means I got to go start working on the next show for you, right? So, another cracking tune to end off the show for you today. The band is Phantom Atlantic. The track is No Way to Live. And I hope you guys enjoy this track. But before I let you listen to it, we're going to tell you what they wrote to me. They say, time is precious. If you're not being real and fair with yourself to the highest degree, you're invariably wasting your life and, more importantly, wasting time of those that you care about. For all of those experiences you've had where you thought the best outcome would be the sidestep to the truth, you'll eventually see you would have been better off facing reality head on. No Way to Live is a sharp reprisal against the self-destructive patterns of behavior that we know we are dragging us down, but still struggle to break. We made this song with Steve Moella, the drummer from Finger 11, who is also an incredibly talented producer and songwriter. I was choosing several selfishness, self-deception, and really hurting people. No Way to Live came across from reaching a boiling point and just wanted to drop an anvil on my life, which was getting out of control. The title is on the nose for a reason. There was so much bullshitting myself and others going on. And it was all time to say something out in the open that was unequivocally true. Say what you feel and mean what you do. Kyle of Phantom Atlantic. So hope this one hits a nail with some of you and maybe is an eye opener. And hopefully anybody who's feeling in the place where this song may have been coming from knows that it's okay to reach out and that you're not being a burden to those around you if they truly care about you. Got an open door here, folks. So if you really need to reach out, this is a safe spot to do it. Anyways, this is Chris signing off. Insomnia Radio Canada, show 108. Enjoy this last track and we'll catch you in a week for our next show. Ciao. Rain up into a beat.
just leave it behind. You're going backwards.
Going backwards.
You think you're better now? Oh, you think you're better now? Oh, but you say nothing at all. You can't cover it up. It's always never enough. This is no way.
Until next time, stay safe, everyone, and remember what Count Rugen said, if you haven't got your health, you haven't got anything. So listen to Tyrone and mask it up, Buttercup.